News, I'm Mike Hempen. The House will now consider legislation passed overnight by the Senate that calls for about $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The bill includes deep reductions to public broadcasting and foreign aid. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says a tsunami warning that went out in her state late Wednesday is a reminder of how important funding for public broadcasting can be.
I'm looking at a text that I received from the station manager there at KUCB. Three staff members worked at sea level in our studio to get emergency messages on the air in coordination with local public safety officials. A fourth employee worked remotely to update the web and social media. When the tsunami sirens started to blare, the voice message in the warning instructed community members to tune in to the local radio.
The Senate passed the bill 51-48, with Murkowski joining Democrats in voting against it. About 4 in 10 U.S. adults approve of President Trump's job performance.
6 months into President Trump's second term, just 1 in 4 U.S. adults say his policies have helped them since he took office. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. On the plus side, more than half of those surveyed say the president is at least somewhat capable of getting things done. And about half agree the president is a good negotiator and capable of handling a crisis. But a majority, 56%, do not think the phrase understands the problem. Problems facing people like you is something that describes the president well. Trump failed to earn majority approval on any issues included in the poll, including the economy, immigration, government spending, and health care. Jennifer King, Washington. Sorry now.
Connie Francis, the wholesome pop star of the 1950s and 60s, has died at the age of 87. Her death was announced by her publicist, Ron Roberts. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a ceasefire in Syria.
Syrian government forces have started withdrawing from the southern province of Sweida following days of vicious clashes with militias from the Druze minority. Druze leaders and Syrian government officials announced a renewed ceasefire late on Wednesday that was mediated by the US, Turkey and Arab countries. Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharaa said in an address early Thursday that some Druze factions and clerics were appointed to maintain internal security in Sweida. He also said the Druze community is an integral part of Syria, and he denounced Israel's actions as sowing division. Israeli strikes targeting government troops did not immediately stop. The days-long fighting has threatened to unravel Syria's post-war political transition and brought in further military intervention by Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
For more news, visit apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.